Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Okay, what did your kid swallow, or at least try to swallow? Maybe like, no. Stop it. This story is probably a newer one. Kiara Stroud says her son accidentally swallowed an AirPod after receiving a pair for Christmas.
Oh my gosh, terrifying.
Didn't you say you lost yours, Mackenzie?
Did you accidentally
swallow one?
No, thank God. Those things, I lose them all. I have three, like, you know, when you sync up to your phone, your Bluetooth, I have three.
Oh my gosh.
And I got a new pair from my parents for Christmas, and I am like guarding them with my life.
We've got to keep you corded. I just don't think you can handle wireless anymore.
But swallowing that, oh my gosh.
Yeah, he was rushed to the hospital where doctors determined that the ingested device actually had no danger to the child, so it was okay, and he would be able to eventually pass it on his own. The doctor examined the boy, and he was kind of confused. I think he was maybe an older doctor. He's like, what's an AirPod? He didn't realize what the wireless headphones were at first.
Those are not teeny.
They're a good size. It's like a piece of pasta or something.
Yeah.
Really? What would you compare it to, like your finger? Like what?
I'd say it's about like your pinky. Yeah.
Here, I have one. Hold on. I have mine in my pocket.
Pinky?
No.
Here, Mackenzie, give Pork Chop yours, and he's going to try to swallow it real quick.
Okay. So, and look, I have a new fancy Nike case, so I don't lose them. Here's the like the size of them.
And they're not in there.
But like swallowing this whole thing.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's pretty big.
Yeah, it's got a pretty big like tip on the end right there. The other part's pretty narrow, but the end right there.
So that's a good over an inch.
Like penne.
Yeah.
Like swallowing it, not chewing, swallowing a whole piece of penne that is not squishy.
Oof.
Well, that's incredible. The boy ended up being okay, but the x-ray is pretty cool actually to show the kid with it inside of him.
Does it say how they got it out? Or
He passed it naturally.
Ouch. Joe just said that.
Man, you guys are struggling. Yeah. Everybody with listening today on the show.
Wow.
Did he say how he got rid of it? What'd they do? Oh, yes. Okay. Well, 833-563-2539. That's a new one for me. I never heard that one. But what happened with your kid? How did they accidentally swallow something? And what happened? Now, you got a 9-year-old, 10-year-old daughter, Lucy?
Yes. Lucy's 9.
Has she done anything?
Soon to be 10. Oh, my gosh. As a kid. Yes. Just any little marble-sized toys or like little Barbie-sized shoes or anything kids will just put in their mouth, put up their nose. Liv, didn't you put something up your nose?
I put a rock up my nose and had to go to the hospital. My nephew recently had to go to the hospital because he swallowed like either a penny or a dime or something. And he said, there's cash in my tummy.
I have the best story. I was talking to my friend and they didn't swallow anything, but she was like, hold on, I gotta go. She's licking the bottom of a flip-flop.
Oh,
so gross.
That kid's got a bright future.
Kids just like do the most random stuff.
833-563-2539. Brittany, what did your kid do?
Hey, so my son, unfortunately, that's about maybe 3-4 years ago, he swallowed a penny. And when he swallowed it, it like turned sideways just enough to where he could still breathe.
Oh,
but
man.
He was like nonstop coughing. We took him to the hospital. And they did x-rays and confirmed that he had a coin stuck in his, like, esophagus area. Come to find out, the poor thing had to be transferred via ambulance to Peyton Manning Children's Hospital to have surgery to have it removed.
Oh my what a nightmare.
Wow.
Yeah.
So is that the last time that the kid ate some change?
Yeah, well, so I told the doctor, I said, can I keep that coin? So I have it still to this day.
Oh, you do?
And I'm like, dude, this is the only sense that you had, and they removed it from you, because he's dead now.
Oh, dang. That's hilarious.
Mom with the roast. Hey, Brittany, thank you for calling into Joe McKenzie. That's something weird that parents collect and hold on to. Like, here's your belly button that we kept your umbilical cord. Here's the penny that you swallowed. Thanks,
or a
Mom.
Tooth you lost that the tooth fairy forgot, and like you keep it. Like, where do you put that? Here's what
you
guys
throw it away. You burn it.
When you become parents, the hardest thing, and parents will recognize this, their artwork, because kids make a ton of artwork and it's beautiful and you want to keep it all, but then it becomes huge. Like, you just have so much artwork. You're like, where do I put this? And you don't want to throw it away, but you have no place to store it.
I'm telling you right now, if I'm ever a parent one day, I'm like, oh, that's so cute. Then let's go in the garbage.
No, you won't. I'm telling you, you'll struggle with it.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
All right, don't go anywhere. Coming up next, we're going to find out what's happening in the tea with McKenzie.